Sorry, I've no idea if that came out or not. That was the sound of my coffee brewing. I couldn't resist including that. Anyway, hello. It's Michael Nobbs again. I'm managing a second Audio Boo micro podcast. It's about 9:15. I've just got out to my studio with my morning coffee, and I've got 2:30 of time to say a few words. Yesterday on Twitter, I was asking people about whether they found that drawing helped them through major life changes. I was asking kind of for two reasons, really. One is because it's been a huge help to me, and I'll say a little bit about that in a second. And secondly, because I'm interested in writing something, or drawing something, or perhaps writing and drawing something about the subject. And I had loads of responses from people. It was great. Thank you very much if you responded. People said that drawing helped in all sorts of ways. I mean, people at school, having problems at school, they drew, kind of got into their own world because of that. People getting over relationships, and then people who were ill, and people who'd lost people. It turned out to be a huge help, and one or two very, very poignant stories. Thank you very much. And my own story is that I really first started drawing when I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome about 10 years ago, and I started going to drawing classes. I had to give up work, and I had not much energy at all, and what I did, I used a once a week drawing class, and that kind of grew for me, and I eventually ended up going to university and studying for an MA in fine art. And interestingly enough, when I was studying for my MA, I kind of wasn't drawing at that point. I was making video and I was making more conceptual art. And then last year, about just over a year ago, my mother died. And suddenly I was thrown back on drawing. Drawing kind of became very important for me and has really helped me through these last few months. So yes, that's kind of my story. If you would like to tell me your story about drawing and how it's helped you, you can either direct message me on Twitter, or you can email me at michael@michaelnobbs.com, or if you go to my website, you can just click on the contact form, which is www.michaelnobbs.com/contact. Okay, I shall finish my coffee now and catch you again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.